He's our voice of reason in the medical world. Dr. Fred Brown from Griffin Health talks to Melissa in the morning on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
Good morning, Dr. Brown. Thank you so much for coming back on the show. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Melissa?
I'm doing fine. I saw this news earlier this week, and I knew we were going to talk about Triple E, obviously, because the nation is talking about it. But I saw this morning that Connecticut will be spraying to kill mosquitoes in the Patchogue State Forest, specifically, to try and slow the spread of Triple E. And it comes after the death of a 41-year-old in New Hampshire. And it's the first Triple E death in the U.S. this year. So the park entrance, we're told, is going to be closed later this afternoon. It will reopen 8 o'clock tomorrow morning because they need the spraying to take place and all of that. I'm not sure why only that forest, which I'm not sure if you have any insight into that. I'm not sure why that one in particular.
No.
Right?
It is interesting. Yeah, I'm not sure why exactly just that one. I mean, unless they have more wetlands. I mean, they monitor on a regular basis, you know, the tick and mosquito quantities.
Mm-hmm.
So they do have special traps that'll actually determine how much they're seeing. And listen, given the amount of rain that we've had and the stagnant water, mosquitoes have definitely been an issue this year.
Yeah, right. It's been horrible. And Triple E is not something you and I have like never spoken about before. We have. But for people who maybe are not even familiar, but all of a sudden they're hearing it in the news and they're thinking, what is this? Start by, I guess, just defining what is Triple E.
Sure. It's Eastern Equine Encephalitis. So in its name, encephalitis is a inflammation of the brain. So it's an infection that happens and then it goes to the brain. Which obviously is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you the majority of the people who actually get it, and again, this is a pretty rare disease. I mean, we're talking about 11 people infected last year.
So this is super rare.
It is rare. But it's scary because if you do get it, there's a 30% mortality associated with it.
Really?
That's the concern. With symptoms.
Wow.
So you may get it, but you may not get the – so you may have it. So this is the tricky part. You can actually – we can test later on and see if people have been exposed to it. If you've been exposed to it, you may not have symptoms at all. But if you do start to develop symptoms, and the symptoms can be anything nonspecific to fevers, vomiting and diarrhea, to headaches, seizures, behavioral changes, and maybe even just drowsiness associated with it. But it's a special type of drowsiness. It's a term we use as malaise. It's really more of a medical. It's not.
I'm really tired or I didn't get enough sleep or I need my coffee.
Yeah,
you're talking about almost like that. I mean, I don't know if I'm saying the right thing, Dr. Brown, so please feel free to correct me. But is it almost when people realize that I think I was drugged?
That kind of just drowsy?
This
exhaustion that you're like something's wrong. The exhaustion
like
where
you hit a brick wall.
Even problems. Yeah, you feel like you're even having problems sort of processing things.
Right. That's what. So right there where you're not even tired, but you're like for some reason I'm in slow motion and I want to not be in slow motion. That's scary.
Yeah, those are the signs that are typical of an encephalitis. Encephalitis,
wow.
As I said, are pretty rare, but they can occur. West Nile virus is also can be an encephalitis also. So it can lead to, again, it can lead to this major illness. And then a subset of people will end up getting very sick from it and dying. But remember, this is where I think spraying for mosquitoes and making sure that you're very careful about getting infected by mosquitoes or getting stung by mosquitoes is really important because it's a numbers game. So the more people who get bit by mosquitoes, the more likely it's going to be that someone's going to actually have the infection. So that's what's really important. So you can imagine that the more people that get it, then eventually 30% or a small percentage is going to be a big deal. And that's why they're spraying.
Okay, so I have a few questions. First of all, when you go back to the symptoms, other than seizures, I don't even know if I want to add the drowsiness. Other than seizures, because there are people who never experience a seizure, there's really no reason for it. Those are super common symptoms of, hey, I've got the flu, or hey, whatever. So that's kind of a little alarming because the symptoms are kind of vague. They're basically like anything. So it's not something that, hey, oh, wow, this could be triple E.
Right. And it doesn't occur. It doesn't occur where I got a mosquito bite. Now I have triple E.
Okay. So that was going to be my question. Right.
That's the other thing.
How quickly can you develop triple E / is there a way to cure it or catch it before what we saw in New Hampshire? Like, I mean, did this, I don't know the situation, but is this a situation where you get, you know, a mosquito bite, you find out days later this is happening, but you've caught it far too late at that point?
That's exactly right.
Oh, so this, gosh.
It is unfortunate. And this is why we make such a big deal out of this every year, is because the only way that you treat it is just prevention. So
there's no like cure. There's no way to, because you can't take the swelling down or anything.
There's no cure. It's only symptomatic treatment. So when we talk about symptomatic treatment, really what we do is we give you medications to allow your body to fight off the virus and then heal. And again, it's sort of a combination that's there. And again, the problem is that, you know, 30%, if they get to that point, die from this.
That is wild. Now, again,
that's
I agree.
That's why it's a big deal.
This is the thing, Dr. Brown, is I agree that, you know, you don't want to sound the alarm of, oh, my gosh, you're going outside and mosquitoes, you have a high chance of getting triple E. That's not what we're saying here. We're not saying there's a high chance of getting it. In fact, it's very rare. But the problem with today's world, Dr. Brown, is if you give that headline, I guarantee you 50% of the people who are listening are like, oh, okay, so this doesn't apply to me here. I can't tell you how many times you and I have conversations and my own family will say, is that in our country or were you talking about that being in a different country? Because if it's not here, then don't worry about it. And I'm like, would you please still put your mosquito stuff on? I mean, it's wild. So I do want to, you know, obviously don't want to sound the alarm that this is something common. It is not. It's very rare. But again, like you said, I would not take the risk of it's not going to happen to me. That is not the right mentality. I'm sorry.
That's correct. And I would definitely take the precautions, and the precautions would be just be careful. You know, avoiding, you know, you could be really extreme and say don't go out in, you know, dusk or dawn. Because that's really
which
when,
some
when
states
the majority
are doing that, Dr.
Yeah,
Brown. I,
yeah.
I heard that where I want to say, was it in New Hampshire? I don't remember which one it was. I know, like, New York is spraying right now. I want to say it's either, I don't know, it's somewhere in the Northeast, I do know, like in New England. But they are doing that, where for state parks, they are not opening them now until after, you know, within the hours of the dusk and dawn. They're not doing it. They will not open it in those after hours because they just want to prevent it.
So that's, and we can do that too. And then the other thing is that you just obviously need to, if, you know, bug spray or just being careful in that aspect. If you're going to be outside, if you're going to be camping, if you're going to be anything along those lines, getting into your last outdoorsy trip, this is where you just need to be very careful. Because again, this is the time that we see this virus replicate. It happens every year. We always see this. We always remind people that you need to be careful. You need to make sure that you're taking precautions. Watch, be very careful dusk and dawn. Be very careful when you go out. Make sure you're, you know, using bug spray, especially if you're going to be in that situation where you're going to be around mosquitoes. Make sure that there's no stagnant water around your house, which is sort of ironic given sort of the last couple of weeks. But make sure there's no stagnant water to replicate the mosquitoes.
Triple E has been probably one of the top news stories here and across the country in the last week and a half. You know, after we finished up with the breaking news in Connecticut, which was the historic flooding on August 18th, you know, days later, things shifted to New Hampshire because a 41-year-old developed triple E, which is super rare and can be deadly. And it comes from infected mosquitoes. This was the first triple E death reported in the U.S. this year. And so even though triple E is incredibly rare, it can be detected in humans. Now, I do want to look at this. We have Dr. Brown here, who's our peace of mind in the medical field. He's our infectious disease expert at Griffin Hospital. Equine. You know, that word in there stands out to me, Dr. Brown. Isn't triple E typically something you would find in animals?
It can occur in humans and in horses.
Okay, that's where I'm hearing, because that's what I was thinking, is equine.
Yeah, it can. It definitely, and that's where it was initially identified, and that's why it was labeled as Eastern equine encephalitis. And interesting enough, the whole class of viruses that are kind of fit in these encephalitis, you do have a interesting enough. They do have some connection with horses. This is one that it just happens to infect horses. Also, it's not necessarily that horses make it worse or horses are carrying it. It just means that there's an association with, you know, that horses can also get infected and horses can get really sick from it and can get an encephalitis from it. So they can get really sick. There are other viruses that are similar to this around the world, where if a horse gets infected and then there's a blood meal from a tick or a mosquito and then it infects a human, it can be a lot worse.
Wow.
But we don't have any of those. Those are things like Nipah virus and some other pretty bad viruses that are out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some pretty bad stuff that's out there, I'm afraid. And luckily we don't see all that much of it.
Yeah. Well, it's also really interesting because we know, as you mentioned at the top of this, Dr. Brown, that we've been detecting West Nile like crazy everywhere. We know that these mosquito-borne illnesses are being detected all across Connecticut. But what's interesting is when you look at the CDC report, this is the fifth triple E case in the U.S. was this New Hampshire case. The other ones are reported all around us, but not here in Connecticut, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Vermont, and then Wisconsin. So it's interesting. And again, I don't know why this, you know, Patchogue State Park, why that forest is the only one being sprayed. That to me is very surprising, especially as you just mentioned, the historic flooding. I mean, we did see, obviously, the waters recede, thankfully, from the cooler weather after that storm last week. But I mean, it's wet around the state. I mean, in the standing water, there's only so much you could do. So I don't know, you know, why that's the only place we're at least hearing reports of the state spraying. But what about, what are the most effective precautions? You know, like you talk about standing water. That obviously you can't help if there are puddles near your home, but you can help, you know, if there's water, let's say, because you left your garbage bin opened and it's just sitting there. Right. I mean, like, what are some effective things we could be doing right this second? I mean, don't do it right now. You're listening to WICC.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Right.
But what could you be doing around your homes? And certainly, you know, when we talk about even for our own bodies, what is a game changer for avoiding this?
So the big one, obviously, is that if you reduce the amount of standing water, as you mentioned, you know, it's like it's kind of silly things. Hopefully there's not a lot of people with, you know, old tires hanging around, you know, kind of keeps it dark and they can do in there. So make sure, again, any standing water needs to go. The dusk to dawn is actually not a wife's tale. You need to be careful about dusk and dawn. That's usually when mosquitoes bite the most. The other thing is light clothing is really important. And if you do have quite a bit of biting mosquitoes in your area, it wouldn't hurt to spray your lawn also, because that affects, you know, that will affect the affect your area and sort of your neighbors also. So those are sort of the best ways to do it. Using bug spray is important. I would not recommend heavy DEET. You're not going in unless you're really going into the woods, because there is some concerns. You need to be really careful about getting that on your skin. And then there are even more extensive things, but usually we do that for more aggressive trips or traveling or Africa trips, you know, where you can get clothing that is impermeated with permethrin, which is also an anti-arthropod or mosquito medication that actually goes into clothing itself.
Wow.
But for this short period of time, I think taking basic precautions. It's interesting because the reduction of malaria, which is the major carrier of by mosquitoes, the reduction of malaria is actually mosquito nets, which is interesting in our standpoint. Not that you need mosquito nets, but it just goes to show you, if you're careful about sort of the times that you're out, you know, when you're sleeping, you're inside, that kind of stuff, that actually reduces it considerably.
Wow, that is interesting. I mean, I will say, Dr. Brown, it's for me selfishly, it is nice to here that, you know, kind of, I don't know, just going back to the basics. I mean, you and I talk about the basics even after COVID with, you know, just washing your hands. But my parents, I think I told you, my parents started camping this summer. And, you know, the first day that we went there in early June, they have a campsite now, and it's right on the Connecticut-Massachusetts border. And when we went there, you know, my parents have a lot of friends up there, which is why they went there. And, you know, none of them spray. None of them spray themselves. None of them spray their hot, you know, their areas, which is fine. And I'm over there making my parents, who are in their 60s, I'm like, wear long socks. I'm spraying them. I mean, they thought I was a Looney Tune. And listen, I am a Looney Tune. We know this. But
I think I'm making you paranoid.
No, you're making me proactive. Here's the thing is I would rather look like a crazy person and, A, go to bed without a million bug bites. But also, I'd rather sleep. There's so much in this world, Dr. Brown, we cannot prevent. Okay, I cannot promise that I will walk out of this building and not get struck by something. Good Lord, please don't let that happen. But you know what I mean? There's so much in this world that we cannot prevent. But to prevent a mosquito bite, come on. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And back in the day, back when I was growing up, I mean, it was like, here, use this chemical and spray it all over yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was like, whatever.
This day and age, it's so much better that there are some natural alternatives that are out there. I could tell you that when I was growing up, my mom loved Skin So Soft and was like, used it all the time. And that worked as an insect repellent. It actually worked to keep mosquitoes away.
Listen, whatever works.
So it's actually interesting. But now you can use, there are really nice organic things that you can use if you're worried about that or worried about younger, that'll keep you awake. And unless you're really, really going into an intensive mosquito area, I would try to, you know, keep the DEET low. But there's definitely some really good stuff that's actually out there. And then listen, the citronella is natural. So burning that is helpful too.
I agree. It's just, listen, what are we talking about? Okay, we're talking about another 30 seconds of your life to just spray or to light a candle. It's going to be okay. Dr. Brown,
exactly.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And we will talk again next week.
Absolutely.